Good afternoon. My name is Ivana Lukšová, and today I will talk about my very first year at UFAL. So at the beginning, let me introduce myself. I have studied software engineering at the Faculty of Mathematics and Physics. I have done master thesis ontology enrichment based on unstructured text data, supervised by Martin Mečeský. In other words, I have tried to extract dictionary items and relations between them, concretely hypernym and hyponym relations. And I have used machine learning methods in this task. I decided to continue on this research, and I started my PhD studies at UFAL, and with a dissertation thesis exploiting linguistic knowledge for relation extraction from text, supervised by Dr. Hladka. And today I will talk about three topics. First, I will present recent research on conference resolution at UFAL. Next, I will talk about the project INTLIB I had participated in, concretely about extraction numerical expressions. And next, I will present project CHAPEC and sentence diagramming editor. Why the coreference is my field of interest. I want to study coreference resolution on real-world data, and I want to incorporate this problem within the information extractions, that means the extractions of entities and relation between them from some unstructured text. I want to use some real-world data, like data from medical domain or banking domain, and I want to use the coreference between entities to improve this process. In this picture, we can see how the coreference resolution can be useful in the task of entities and relation extraction. We have entities client and action and some relationship, and the pronominal coreference is useful in this task. At the beginning of my research, I have done some overview of current state of art of coreference resolution at UFAL. Coreference can be distinguished by two types. First type is grammatical coreference, which mainly occurs between one single sentence and can be quite successfully resolved by a set of rules, which has been shown by Nguyen in 2006. Her method has over 90% of F measure. Next type of coreference is textual coreference. Its resolving is quite a harder task because it depends also on the context. First work of Nguyen Jabrokrotsky presented a method for resolution of coreference for pronouns. It has been rule-based, and it has about 74 F measure. And next method, it has been slightly improved to 79 F measure using the ranking method, concretely perception ranking. For the name phrase textual coreference, Novák presented a method using maximum entropy ranking, which has 39% of F measure, and this method has been improved in 2011 by Novák and Jabrokrotsky using also ranking methods, and it has about 44% of F measure. Next, I will talk about my contribution in the INTLIB project. It's a project of Intelligent Library. It had been presented in the last Monday seminar by Dr. Hladka, so I will only shortly talk about my contribution. My task is the processing of environment impact assessments documents, and the main problem is the extraction of entities and linked numerical expressions. We have a set of entities, each has a set of attributes. On the slide, it's marked by the yellow color, and we want to extract numerical values along with their units. So how this problem is done? I have decided to use the GATE tool, General Architecture for Text Engineering, which provides several possibilities of text annotation. For example, regular expression that are used for extraction of numbers, or gazetteers that are used for extraction of entities. In addition, I have used the TrixGATE plugin to word tagging and check morpho to generate other morphological forms of the dictionaries. Finally, the annotation linking is done with the regular expression over annotation, which is provided by the TrixJ plugin. How such a regular expression over annotation looks like, as we can see on the slide. And this is the way how the entities and attributes and the numerical values are linked. And the last topic is the project CHAPEC. You have already heard about it. CHAPEC is a sentence diagramming editor for school children, but on the other side, we can use this editor to collect the sentence diagrams and transform them to annotated PDT data. This project is based on the results of Hanna and Hladka in 2012, and this year it gained GAUK, which I'm the main investigator, and it will be sold in next 3 years. By the way, the demo of CHAPEC you can find on this website. To transform the sentence diagrams to PDT annotated data, we have to solve several problems. The first one is how to combine sentence diagrams of multiple users to one, possibly better. And next problem is how to measure the user agreement on a sentence diagram. In other way, how good a particular user is in the annotation. The proposed solution was submitted in a paper by Hanna Hladka-Lukšová to linguistic annotation workshop. And in the next slide, I will shortly present it. First, for measuring the user agreement on the sentence diagram, we have proposed an adjusted triadic distance. Triadic distance is a measure of number of operations to transform one sentence diagram to another one, given as a standard. We have made an adjusted triadic distance because here we have our own set of operations, split tokens, join token, change parent of a token, and change label, and also create a node. Token splitting and joining is necessary because in sentence diagrams we have preposition and auxiliary verbs connected to their parent, and creating node is because of unexpressed subject. The 3D distance is then computed by the sum of this operation, the count of this operation, and normalized by sentence length. On these lines, we can see the results of 3D distance computation for two pairs of teachers and two pairs of students, and we see that even between the teachers, there is no total agreement how the diagram should look like. Next, we have tried to provide a method how to combine multiple diagrams to one better TDD, and we have proposed method that consists of several steps. First step is majority voting on token, join, and split. Next step is diagram edge weighting based on the occurrence of this edge on other user diagrams. And the last step is the greedy algorithm that adds one by one the edge to the final structure according to their weight. We have done an experiment with seven annotators from UFAL. It has been graduate and undergraduate students. And we see that the users has higher TD than the output diagram of this method, compared to some standard given by a teacher. So that's everything from me. Thank you for your attendance and some questions.
One remark to those related works on coreference, that those numbers are measured on, it's important thing, those numbers are measured on gold data or gold annotations, which are not in normal scenario, are you are not given the gold annotation. So it's like very important to say this one, because if you, especially for pronoun coreference, if you work on automatically analyzed data, the scores goes down substantially to 50% or so. So it's still an open question, this open
so
task.
Thank you for your remark. Yeah.
About the JAPE plugin, some people complain about the speed of the JAPE plugin. Didn't you have troubles with that? Actually, I'm asking, wouldn't it be simpler and faster to use a full-fledged parser instead of the regular
expressions? I have no problem with the speed of this, but I have used only a few of text, so I can say, but I think it's quite useful. I can say it will be slow when we have a set of longer text, but we have only short text, so it's not so slow. Short, it's maybe 15 lines or 50 lines.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Oh, if there's no question, thank you again. And the next speaker is Rudolf Rosa.